We continue now with lesson number 34, and we will complete, Yitzhak Hashem, the 10th Perek. We're learning the 10th Perek, the 8th and 9th Mishnayos. Perek Yud, Mishneh Ches, and Mishneh Tes. Mishneh Ches. We've just learned that not only can the Tfuah Chadoshah not be eaten before the Hakrov Asa Omer in the time, but not be eaten before the Hakrov Asa Omer, but it can't be reaped. There can't be a katsira, a reaping, a harvesting before the Hakrov Asa Omer. That's in general, but there are exceptions to this rule, as we will see now. Kotsrim beis hashilochim shepo amokim. You can reap the wheat or the barley, which is growing in fields which have to be irrigated artificially and are in the valley. These fields produce an inferior quality of tevuah, of grain, and therefore one does not bring the barley for the Korban Omer from such fields. And the Gemara says, Mimokom sha'ato mevi iato kotzer. From those fields from which you bring the Korban Omer, you cannot reap before the Hakrov Asa Omer. But mimokom she'iato mevi, from those fields from which produce inferior grain, from which you cannot bring the barley for the Omer, ato kotzer, you can reap it, although not eat it, but you can reap it before the Omer. Avol lo godshin. But to take the harvested grain and pile it into a heap, making a godish out of it in the granary, this you should postpone ideally until after the Hakrov Asa Omer. Anshe Yericho kotsrin birson chachomim. The people of Yericho would harvest with the approval of the Chachamim before the Hakrov Asa Omer, because their fields were such fields, irrigated in the valley. V'golchin shelo birson Chachamim. However, without the approval of the Chachamim, they made a godish, they heaped up the barley which they reaped before the Hakrov Asa Omer. However, the Chachamim did not protest this not being an Issur d'Oraisa, this only being something the Chachamim felt, that a godish, it wasn't necessary, it could wait till the Hakrov Asa Omer. The Ketzira, they could be done earlier, not the godish. But if the godish was done, as it was done in Yericho, the Chachamim would not protest. There's another condition under which one could harvest grain before the Hakrov Asa Omer, and that is if the grain was harvested very early in its development, before it was even close to being ripe, where it was just harvested to feed as fodder to the animals. That's called kotser lashachas. So you would cut the raw unripened grain, cut it down, and feed the animals with it. That was permissible to even before the to do a ketzira before the Hakrov Asa Omer. Kotzer lashachas umaachil la behemo. Omer Rabbi Yehuda emosai. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a limit to this. Emosai. When is it permissible to cut, to reap lashachas, to feed the animals? Bisman shehischil. If he began the process of cutting for the animals, ad shelo hevio shlish. Going to Rashi, before it's one third of its full growth, then you can continue to cut and reap and feed the animals, but not if you didn't begin it until the field had already reached its one third of its final growth maturity. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer af yiktzor v'yachil. Rabbi Shimon said, no, you can cut af mishihiviyoshlish, even after it's reached that point of a third. Nevertheless, if you're doing it for the animals, you can cut l'shachas v'yachil l'behemto. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, but like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Tes, the ninth Mishnah, continues. other examples of when you were permitted to reap grain before the Hakrov Asa Omer, before the 16th day of Nisan, Kotzrim Mipnei Hanetios. If the grain is growing in an orchard where there are trees growing as well, and the grain is ruining the crop of the orchard, then you can cut that grain down even before the Hakrov Asa Omer. Similarly, Mipnei Beis HaEvel, suppose returning from a cemetery and you're going through a field where they're standing grain, and you want a place for the Avelim, for the mourners, to sit down and to recite the Birchas HaAvelim when they return after the burial. So therefore, it's Letzorech Mitzvah, you can cut the grain that's in the way and not allowing you to pack to make a space where people can sit. You can do that before the Hakrov Asa Omer. Or Mipnei Bitul Beis HaMidrash. If the Tiferes Yisrael says that sometimes there was an overflow crowd in the Beis Medrash, so many people wanted to learn Torah, say they would go out into the field to learn, and there was no room to sit because there was standing grain. So you could cut the grain even in the before the Hakrov Asa Omer, before the 16th of Nisan. But when you cut the grain under these circumstances, cutting it with permission, it's permissible to cut it. However, lo yase oson krichos, you should not make the cut grain into finished bundles. Avol manicham tzavosin, but rather you leave them in small bunches, but not in finished bundles. The Mishnah continues, mitzvah ha'omer lo vo min hakoma. Ideally, the mitzvah is for the omer grain, the omer barley, to come from standing grain which was harvested. But lo motza, suppose he comes to the field and everything was already harvested. Yavi min ha'omorim, he can bring the carbon omer from barley which was already tied up in bundles and already harvested. Mitzvah, so the ideal mitzvah is to bring the korban omer lavom and halach from fresh, moist barley. As the pasuk says, karmel. Karmel means the barley is full, full and moist and fresh. Lo matzah, but if he couldn't find fuam and halach, then yovim and hayovesh, you bring it from drier, less moist barley. Mitzvah so liktzor balayla. The mitzvah is to cut it motzoi yom tov rishon shel Pesach, as we've been explaining all along. Niktzar bayom, if it was cut in the daytime, kosher. It the eved is kosher. V'docha es haShabbos, and as we learned, that even if the 16th day of Nisan was on Shabbos, nevertheless, you can cut the grain on Friday night on Shabbos, because the mitzvah of Ktziras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. And so we have finished the 10th perek, and in the process have completed lesson number 34.